With companies like Verichip, we have been hearing about implantable computer chips for over a decade.
The latest office innovation is a microchip implanted in the skin.
This is the first American company to ever try this.
So what are they tracking, and would you say yes if your boss asked you to do the same?
And while we have been conditioned over the years to accept the idea of an implantable chip, Elon Musk has been warning us of the dangers of artificial intelligence. Or AI.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years. The merge scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best.
Like for us.
Yes. Like, if you can't beat it, join it. That's, like, the purpose of Neuralink, is to create a high bandwidth interface to the brain such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing is for sure, we will not control it.
After successfully testing Neuralink on a monkey...
A monkey has been able to control the computer with its brain. Just, yeah.
Elon Musk is ready to begin implanting his technology on humans as early as next year.
The neurons of your brain connect to form a large network through axon dendrite junctions called synapses. At these connection points, neurons communicate with each other using chemical signals called neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are released from the end of an axon in response to an electrical spike called an action potential. Action potentials produce an electric field that spreads from the neuron and can be detected by placing electrodes nearby, allowing recording of the information represented by a neuron.
The Neuralink chip is made up of 1,000 strands of electrodes that will be inserted into the brain by a specialized robot. The chip will act as a sensor affixed to the skull, and an interface device will be placed behind the ear. The device will be controlled with an iPhone app. Elon Musk tells us that his technology will not take full control of our brain, at least at first.
And all this will occur, actually, I think quite slowly. So I do want to emphasize that it's not going to be like suddenly Neuralink will have this incredible neural lace and start taking over people's brains. Okay. It will take a long time.
And the Neuralink team is clear that the device is designed to put information into the brain.
The system, even in version 1 that we're going to unveil today, is capable of 1,000 times more electrodes than the best system out there. And they're all read and write.
My team focuses on building chips and systems to get neural signals recorded from our electrodes out of the brain, and also to put information into the brain.
Remember, we want bidirectional information. We don't only want to read information out of the brain, we want to be able to put it back into the brain. Now, to some of you, that may seem a little bit fantastical that you could write information into the brain, but actually the basic building blocks of that technology are already there.
Including having control over the body and our speech. According to Elon, Neuralink is a way for mankind to merge with artificial intelligence.
Ultimately, yeah, this is going to sound pretty weird, but achieve a sort of symbiosis with artificial intelligence. So this is not a mandatory thing. This is a thing that you can choose to have if you want. But I think even in a benign AI scenario, we will be left behind. And hopefully it is a benign scenario. With a high bandwidth brain machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride. And we can effectively have the option of merging with AI.
Many Christians are concerned about this. Revelations 13 of the Bible warns of the mark of the beast, a mark placed into the foreheads so that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark. Whether you believe this or not.
to open minds and to inspire hearts and minds. What are you doing to awaken humanity? What are you doing to make fellow humans aware of all the corruption? What are you doing to fight the propaganda? Well, here at InfoWars, you know what we're doing. And I got to tell you, it's quite a task. It's quite a task to be live here at InfoWars 10 hours a day and then do everything else that we're doing here at the same time in synchronicity with crew members that work three different shows, with individuals that have 10 different jobs, and with a job duty or description that work never stops. And then every day it comes right at 3 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, 3 o'clock, I guess I got to go live. But we're so ingrained and entrenched in information warfare, it doesn't even matter that we don't have teleprompters, that we don't have set scripts. Half the time, I don't even know what the hell I'm going to say when I come on air. Half the time, I don't even have time to talk to my crew before I go on air because there's so much stuff going on. Either they're working on 100 things or I'm working on 100 things. But there's an excitement. I always draw back to sports analogies where there's 2 weeks of Super Bowl buildup talking about the Super Bowl and the plays and the highlights and the matchups and all for 2 weeks. But then it's all out the door. None of it matters once the clock stops or once the clock starts and the kickoff and the game starts. And that's kind of how it is around here. Constant noise, constant things happening, constant phone calls, constant this, constant that. But then as soon as the ball kicks off, here we are live. But you think about how influential the audience is, and you look at where we're at. I had a flashback over the weekend where I went back and I was looking at some of my tweets from 2016. I was looking at some of the news from 2016. I was looking at some of the news stories from 2016 and how the media was covering it. And there were two things that really hit me. One, how long ago that really was. Just a short 3-4 years ago now, but how long ago it seems in the time of cultural change and impact, and just how things have changed in the way we interpret news, interpret information, interpret politics, but also how that change has only been orchestrated by people that are trying to buck the establishment news, trying to buck the corporate news, and people finally exposing it for what it is, and then not having or not being bullied by the press to shut up. And for example, I've got two guests coming on in the second hour, Carpe Donctum and Mindy Robinson, who are now both under attack, being doxxed, you know, threatened. And it's just like, man, remember when you used to be able to have a political opinion and not get threatened with terrorism? But at that same side, or on the other side, they say, man, remember when we used to be able to call someone a racist and they would just shut up and bow down? But the more you look around the world, the more you realize it is 1776 worldwide. The Hong Kong protests in China are ramping up and getting worse than ever before. You had the French yellow vest protests. You have multiple uprisings happening in Iran with White Wednesdays and then the Iranian restart. You've got Trump getting elected. You've got Italian nationalists getting elected. You see what's happening in the UK with Tommy Robinson going to jail and how that's probably going to cause a big uprising. Nationalists rising to power in South America. And then all the financial experts are seeing the same things. They want to crash all these currencies. The United States dollar is the world reserve. If they crash the dollar, if they crash the fiat currency, if they crash the fractional reserve banking system, they have to have something to fall back on. China and Russia are banking on gold. People in the United States are banking on AI. Everyone around the world is banking on cryptocurrencies. This is all happening right now, right in front of our eyes, right in a vortex of time. And the average American is so distracted with sports or so distracted with pop culture or so distracted with their own social media likes and follows. They don't even see the history. And because they don't see it, they don't play a role in it. And they just eventually get run over by it. Well, InfoWars, we don't want to see that happening. We want people to be history's actors. We want people to see how they're part of history. We want people to see their divine creation. We want people to know that they have the right and the strength and the will to choose their destiny. Not some big corporate board that tells you what to buy, not some social media company that tells you what you can or cannot share or think, not some corporate news that tells you what to think or believe. That's up to you. And while as a country we've fallen so far from that, maybe there was no other way. But the more we give the government power, the less power we have as individuals. And that's what people around the world are realizing. And the problem is, we're not here fighting a government. We're fighting an ideology that more government is the answer, that regressivism is the answer, posing as progressivism, that totalitarianism, authoritarianism, quite frankly, mental illness is the answer, posing as liberalism. And I just look at all the stuff that we have to deal with just to make InfoWars run. And you just realize, man, we are so incredibly lucky that here we are in the United States of America with all of our problems, with all of our corruption, with everything we know is going on, with the polarization, with all the propaganda, with the everything. We're still here in America. We still live in the greatest country on earth. We still have the most opportunity. We still have the best economy. We still have the strongest dollar. We still have, for the most part, the right to freely move about the country while that's getting strangled every day. But we still have all of this greatness. But some of us are clinging on to what we have for dear life. Others don't even know that it's in their hand, and so it's just they're letting go. And we're sitting here like, look, we want to have a country. We don't want to be invaded. We don't want to turn into the third world country. Can we take a look and see what's happening here and maybe stand up for America before it dies? And other people just say, how dare you be racist?
Infowars.com/show.
I gotta be totally transparent with you here today, folks. Today is one of those days where I just don't even feel like a show host because I'm running around doing 100 different things and then 3 o'clock sneaks up on me and it's just like, oh, okay, Gotta go live. And so I didn't even have the time today to properly address something that I need to address. And in fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the phone lines and we can even maybe talk about this issue if we want with the audience. And that is the InfoWars Army. But before I talk about that, I have to let you know about the sales we have going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And in fact, we've got a brand new coupon code, War Room, which is good for a discount on Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you put coupon code War Room in at checkout, you can get 20% off with coupon code War Room at checkout. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, sorry, I'm talking to the crew right now. I was trying to figure out what the special was this month or right now, and it is Alpha Power. So, again, this is just, folks, we don't have teleprompters. We're totally transparent here. We're running around like chickens with our heads cut off half the time. And that's why it's so funny when people are like, oh, you're a Russian this, you're an Israeli that, you're this CIA, FBI. Blah. Man, I wish. Maybe things would start to make some sense then. No, we're in a damn info war in the trenches taking bombs. And it's like, you got to get to the choke point by 1,500 hours. And you just sprint over there and you get there right on time. They're like, all right, here's everything you got to do. And you're like, what? I just got here. I don't even know where I'm at. All right. So here's the deal. Let me do my job here and let you know about the brand new specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off DNA Force Plus, 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off storable foods and water filters. That's big. Actually, I just want to focus on that. We also have 40% off the InfoWars Live protein bars, which are my favorite. But let's go look at the water filters right now. Folks, I'm telling you, if you are not filtering your water, you're crazy. And, you know, here's my big thing about plugs, because we do all kinds of huge discounts, and we have so many products now at InfoWarsStore.com, it's impossible to even keep up with it. And I'm a user of the InfoWars products. So my thing is, I like to talk about the products that I use. And while we've got 50% off DNA Force Plus that I use, 50% off Super Male Vitality that I use, 40% off the protein bars, I just cut ads for all of those. So I actually want to tell you about another product at InfoWarsStore.com that is incredible. Now, you need to be filtering your water. We've got the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. We just came out with new water filters. You need to cut the fluoride and all the other toxic chemicals that are in the water out of your life, because your skin is your biggest organ. And so when you're showering in fluoridated water, you're still getting that fluoride. Although it's going through the skin, you're still getting other stuff. But so I went ahead and went with a full cutout of fluoride water in my life, and I got the shower head from InfoWarsStore.com that filters the water. So guys, go to InfoWarsStore.com. I'm talking to the crew now, and go find the shower heads. So we used to sell an older shower head that I had, and it was okay, but the one thing about me is I'm a big stickler for water pressure, and so the old shower head that we used to sell didn't have the strongest. Keep that one up right there. Didn't have the strongest water flow. Well, I just installed my brand new one, the ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with ProMax. This thing is amazing. This thing is incredible. It has more water power than any, you literally, you're talking like the most strongest water powered shower heads. This one has it. It has five different functions. It has the removable shower head with the hose attachment. and it filters the water for you. This is so. I was so glad that I finally installed this brand new one in my home this weekend because I've been waiting to get this one installed for so long. I just never got to it. Finally got around to it this weekend. I'm just thrilled. I'm just totally thrilled. I don't know if anybody watches Seinfeld, but I'm like Kramer when he gets the new shower head that is used for like cleaning elephants and rhinos. Like, I got to get that water pressure. I'm all about the water pressure. So I was always worried, but this is the best water pressure, 5 different functions on the head, and it has the hose attachment with the removable head. I'm telling you right now, the Pro Pure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max, it's under $100. You'll spend, if you go to whatever department store, superstore, hardware store, whatever, you'll spend $100+ on a shower head that just gives you this much water pressure, and that's just with the water pressure. This one is filtering your water and giving you the top water pressure. You cannot beat it. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Go read the reviews for yourself, but trust me on this one. I'm not going to shoot an ad for my shower. I'll spare you that. You don't want to see that. But I'll tell you this from using it over the weekend. I'm thrilled with it. I couldn't be happier. You're going to love the Pro Pure Chrome Plus shower filter with Pro Max, the best water pressure. It filters the water so you're not showering in the fluoridated water, which, by the way, here's another one for you. You don't think about. You're showering in the hot water. The steam starts to build up. Now you're breathing it in. Now you're breathing in that. You don't want to breathe that in either. So you see, get the water filters from InfoWarsStore.com. Get the shower head water filter so you're not showering in the fluoridated water. Just cut that fluoride clean out of your life. And then get the Survival Shield X2 from InfoWarsStore.com and really kick your consciousness into high gear. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the phone lines until my guests begin to join me at 4:30 coming up here in an hour. Carpe Donctum and Mindy Robinson. And then Joshua Coleman, who organized a massive vaccine choice protest at Comic-Con. And then Daniel Stella, who is running against Ilhan Omar coming up in 2020. But I want to open up the phone lines, and I want to make an address to the InfoWars Army and get the audience's take on this, because it's kind of just ridiculous that I even have to do this. I feel like a babysitter, but it is what it is. We might as well just do it, because I don't want to see the InfoWars Army end, but I don't even really know how to explain it. Because of trolls and leftists and just, I guess, people who will just never be satisfied, it's really kind of reaching strange levels. But we're going to open up the phone lines. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. We'll start taking your calls on the other side, and I'll address the InfoWars Army.
InfoWars.com/show. Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
I have to be honest, this is the last time I'm going to do this. No, not take a sip of the Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. I'm sure I'll be doing a lot of that in the future. In fact, I'm going to do it again right now. Nothing like a fresh brew of the Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not even kidding you. There is nothing better when it comes to coffee. So, I'm not going to do this again. In fact, I'm kind of glad that some of the crew is in here to listen to this, because they have to deal with it. But this is the last time I'm going to do this. I started the InfoWars Army about a year ago because I wanted to find ways for people to get active and help us market InfoWars outside of social media and the internet, because I realized we were getting censored there. People that do that get censored there. And so I was just looking for new ways to motivate people and give people ideas to go help InfoWars breach the 3D world because we're banned in the digital world. But it was beyond just being about InfoWars with any political message. It was all about the mindset of getting outside of the digital world, going into the real world for activism. Well, this became really popular. I did a couple bit things that went viral. Some of the InfoWars Army did things that went viral, going to Monday Night Football games, going to wrestling matches, just going out to events with signs, riding around in trucks, what have you. And then more people wanted to organize, but they didn't know how to find people locally. So I started InfoComms. And so then most of the energy from InfoWars Army went to InfoComms. And my whole idea was, okay, go to InfoComms. You can organize there, activate others there, inspire others there, share videos there, what have you. And so everything's been fine and dandy. Well, the whole thing behind InfoWars Army, and this is why I quit at the beginning, people were like, oh, let's do ranking systems, and I pretty much dropped that immediately because the whole idea is not for me to be a leader telling people what to do. To be blunt, I don't have the time. And you should be adult enough to understand it. But it's reaching this weird level now where it's just a headache. People are always bothering me with it, saying I need to do this, saying I need to do that. And quite frankly, the big one is people are just trashing me on my own website at infocomms.org. Now, I don't care, quite frankly. I find it hilarious and entertaining when people send me this stuff. I'm like, fine, whatever, people hate me. I'm used to that. But the people that are active in InfoWars Army and actually doing activism and organizing and getting the word out, they're the ones telling me this is getting destructive, this is getting toxic, and we don't like seeing your name and character getting dragged through the mud like this. We know it's not fair. And so I meant, it was on my list of 100 things to do today, to go talk to some of the social media people, some of the IT people, and even some of my own crew, just to say, hey, what do you think we should do about this? It's getting out of control. If I don't take, if I don't go on there and throw a dog a bone and pet him on the head every day, people seem to be upset, but that was never the purpose to begin with. And so this isn't a whole like, oh, InfoWars is under attack, we may shut down. No, this is actually, I'm literally, my hand is on the plug of InfoWars Army and InfoComms, and I don't want to pull it, but people are telling me to pull it because it's getting too toxic and destructive, and quite frankly, I don't need the headache anymore. But I don't want to shut it down. Believe me, that's the last thing I do. I'm so free speech and free market, I don't even care if the whole thing turns into a bash Owen Schroyer thing. I really don't even care. But the people that want to use it for real activism are getting frustrated at how out of control it's become. And so I am just, because here's my other thing, which is even the most frustrating thing about it. We're in an information war and we're fighting for America. And the people that I talk to are on the same page as me. Like, look, Owen, I don't care if you don't throw us a bone. Like, I don't care. It's not even about InfoWars sometimes. It's like, we're here to save America. That's what InfoWars is about. And so we don't want people on here fighting and doing other such things. And so I see the left organizing and getting active and getting violent. And now they're doxing people more often. I've got a story. An Illinois Trump supporter had his truck smashed and vandalized, Antifa painted on the back. You had another young girl, 20 years old, in Cobb County, Georgia, a 20-year-old woman drives her car through a Trump sign, ends up stalling out, has to ditch it. So the left is going like insane in their activism. I don't want to become that either. And so I'm just thinking about this, and we've got people on the line who want to weigh in on this. And here's the thing. This is a minor news story. It's just, I know that the audience here is active on InfoWars Army. I know that the audience here is active on InfoComms. I've got huge news I need to get to, and I'm going to get to it for the rest of this broadcast. I just don't even know how else I'm going to address this other than doing it on air. Because here's the thing. I'm done after this. I'm not addressing it anymore. I'm not babysitting it anymore. We're either going to decide, okay, we're just going to leave it the way it is, and that's how it's going to go, or we're just going to pull the plug because some people had to ruin it, whether that's leftist trolls or whatever the case may be. And I think it's all the above going on. And then we can adjust moving forward. Because here's the thing. The people that are actively active inactivism, what is that, like a triple positive? They don't need InfoWarsArmy.com or Infocoms.org to feel satisfied. They just want to get active. But I want to see what the audience thinks. Quite frankly, I think it's funny, all the people posting memes. There's like literally thousands of memes with me in it now. Like, it's disgusting, but whatever. It's funny. But yeah, here's the final point before we take your calls. The news is still the same. Epstein is in jail. He knows where all the bodies is buried. He's got the little black book. That's game changing. Nader just got arrested. I'll have that news. George Nader transporting 14-year-old boy for sex and child porn. Yeah. Again, folks, who told you about Epstein and Nader before anybody else? You're talking about right here at InfoWars.com. Who told you Antifa was going to get violent and start doxing people? Right here at InfoWars.com. Who told you Trump was going to win? Right here at InfoWars.com. But we're going to get to all that with all the great guests. You know, the Democrats continue to say Trump is racist. It's out of control. You had a Georgia state representative, Erica Thomas, a Democrat, lie to try to do a fake hate crime. That totally blew up in her face. So it's crazy. Let's start with these phone calls, though. Let's start quickly with Alex in Michigan leading it off today. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Owen. Yeah, I stopped using the Infocoms a while ago because I noticed what you're talking about. That's a shame. I think you should set up like a some sort of Facebook alternative on InfoWars, like a social media site.
Well, that's the whole thing about Infocoms, is that was the point, and it's just they're just going to – the same thing will happen there. Some people want to switch over to Telegram. Some people think just, hey, pay a dollar for my Subscribestar per month. That way you have to have something on record that can be traced back to you at least. So there's things behind the scenes that we're thinking about.
And I think it was good at first. Like, I networked with some people, and I don't know, maybe set up a system where, like, you know, the loyal people, you can network somehow, and then love people you don't know. That you're
right,
like,
which becomes more of a hassle and a headache, which is what I was trying to avoid. But you're saying you, and that was the point. I wanted people to be able to link up there. I realized that InfoWars is demonized and bastardized everywhere, so I wanted to say, hey, go to Infocoms, and you can meet like-minded people.
Yeah, and I guarantee you some of the bad players are Chinese bots, maybe Korean bots. The robots are taking over Elon Musk and his brain chips and with the AI.
Yeah, probably some leftist trolls get in there too.
Yeah, they write entire essays, like paragraphs and paragraphs of basically dribble. And it's like, it's all meant to confuse you. Like, if you can't make your point in like a paragraph or less, like, shouldn't even post it, really, in my opinion. But...
well, we're going to see, because I'm speaking with some people that are active and they've got ideas, you know, of how we can keep, because it's not going to stop.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Clear about something. There's way more important news going on than the InfoWars Army story here, but we are InfoWars. We are the InfoWars Army. If we don't talk about it, who will? And so we're going to get into some more serious news here in the next hour when my guests join me. It's just, I want to see organized activism with InfoWars as a catalyst, as a hub, but with everything else we do around here, we have people that get in there and try to muddy the waters and make it impossible. So I'm taking your calls from the audience on this. This is the InfoWars Army. Here we are at InfoWars.com/show. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, and it's all brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So let's go back out to the lines. People are very interested in this. Let's go to Kansas, calling in from Kansas. Go ahead, Kansas.
Hello, Owen. How are you doing? Thank you for making time to address the Army. We appreciate that.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, Owen, we get no joy in what we're doing right now. The reason why this is going on is because of the leadership. I understand you're busy. We understand you're busy. We understand that there's more important news than this. But there's certain members of us that looked you right in the face and literally said InfoComms to you. Not only that, but there was also members of the back of the house who had members, other members, and with Kansas, talk about the InfoWars Army years before the concept was even brought to light. It's not your baby. You say it's your baby. If you want it to be your baby, Owen, with respect, all right, I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to slam you. But you can do this better. If you can't do this better, there's people that will step up and do it. There's a lost army out there, Owen. They're lost because the website was never updated. The ranking system was not our idea. That was something that the back of the house put together. So while we're sitting here lost in the field, getting spit on, urine thrown on flags, getting Black Hawk escorts out of Trump, you know, rallies, riots, there's nowhere for us to post this. We post on Twitter. Well, because we're InfoWars fans, we're flagged.
Well, what about the InfoComms? Because all I see on InfoComms is a bunch of memes of me naked.
That's where we're at, unfortunately, Owen. That's where we're at.
Well, exactly. So if I'm going to go on InfoComms and, well, now hold on a second. If I'm going to go on InfoComms and see a bunch of naked memes of me and not videos of the InfoWars Army doing activism, then, I mean, should I shut down the website?
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should, Owen. I thought the InfoWars Army, let me ask you this, Owen, okay? We can sit here and we can throw back and forth at each other, or we can come to a conclusion, we can compromise. Maybe leadership needs to be delegated. But let me ask you this, Royer. Can I right now go to the InfoWars website, Army website, and update my footage? Can the lost members, how many people are out there that can't even upload that? They waited on a website that was in-op from the very beginning.
All right, so here's a solution
for you. Delegated your task?
No. Let me just give you the solution. You can start a website, InfoWarsArmyKansas.com. I don't have the manpower. I don't have the financial capital. I don't have the time to do all of this. That was the whole point. It was to give it to the Army. It becomes what the Army makes of it. So if it's a bunch of memes of me naked, that's not me doing that.
Okay. Will you let me speak? Will you let me speak? I can let you speak. How about you go first and then I'll go? Because you're the one with the control right now. You can shut me off like that and not even let me finish. So if you want to speak, go ahead and speak, and I'll give you the respect and let you speak. And then I'll speak after you.
All right, here's the deal, Kansas. My crew's upset with me that I'm even letting this call go on right now because, quite frankly, it's very childish and immature. If you want to be a leader and if you want to change the world, then you can take the reins and do that, bro. I suck. I'm a piece of garbage. I'm a bad leader. So you do it. I don't even care, man. That's my point. I gave the InfoWars Army a website. I gave you InfoComms. You're the one that made it naked memes of me. That wasn't me, bro. I believe that you love America. That's what I believe. I believe that you want to save America. That's what I believe. I believe that you think that you standing against tyranny is why you do this. So it doesn't even matter. You don't need me. You don't need InfoWars. So that's my point, man. If the InfoWars Army isn't for you, then just go do your own activism to save America. I salute you, man. We're all in this together. That's my point. I'm sorry I don't have time to stick on your call forever. I got other people I got to get to. Share it on InfoComms. It's still up. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Brad Chadford calling in from Boston. Go ahead. Weigh in on this, Brad.
Hey, man, before I do, I just want to let you know, Babs went and took the dog out for a walk, so I got to stay this quiet. But last night, she asked me to order Knockout for her. She's always, like, yelling at me for ordering InfoWars, you know, products. But she's like, hey, can you get me some Knockout with those Patriots?
Wait a second, I thought that she was a big fan of the Turbo Force.
Well, she's into the Turbo Force, but I wasn't supposed to tell you that either. But she's like, she goes, hey, can you get me some of that Knockout?
So she's a closet InfoWars supplement user.
She was scratching her neck. She's like, give me some of that Knockout. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah, just admit it. Just admit it in public. All right. So anyway, I didn't tell you that. But look,
I never heard it. I didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. As far as the InfoComm stuff goes, look, dude, anytime you try and organize something large, you're going to get flack from everybody. So all I can say is that I've done some activism in my time. Like every time you try to do it, it's like herding cats. You're never going to please anybody. you know, naked meme, I would just take it out. Look, I got on Reddit today, there's a massive...
I saw that, you and your tattoo.
Me and my mullet tattoo, and they banned me from commenting on it, on my own tattoo. I'm like, you got to be kidding me with this. I set up a new account and commented on it. I'm like, look, if you incels and Fruit Loops can't go outside and interact with actual humans and you got to break balls about my tattoo, that's fine. But I'm not upset about my tattoo, whatever. So all I'm saying is, man, don't take it too hard.
Let me be clear, though. I'm not the one that cares. Naked meme me all day long. Take over Infocoms. No, honestly, dude, I don't even care. It's the people that are actually trying to use Infocoms for activism that are coming to me frustrated. They're the ones that want me to pivot the energy somewhere else where they can be more effective. So I'm kind of in the middle where, like, I just created it. If you build it, they will come. And now it's just a tool. And people who want to use the tool in one way see it being used for something else, and they're saying, hey, we need to reshape this tool or move it somewhere else. And I'm just like kind of like hands off with the whole thing.
And I just say, slip the jab, man. They're not going to stop punching, but you'll be okay.
All right, just final, shut it down or keep it up?
You know what? I wouldn't even opine. That's up to you, man. You're the one who has to deal with it, so whatever you think is right.
What a coward. Can't even answer the question.
See you later.
All right, let's go to let's go to William calling in from Maryland. Go ahead, William.
Hey, Owen, how's it going, brother?
Just fine, thank you.
Man, stiff upper lip, man. Don't worry about that stuff. Don't sweat it. This is like the small stuff. I got a website that I've had up on a page I've had up on Facebook now since 2009. It's Don't Tread on Me, black badge, circle, white lettering with the dollar bill folded up to Don't Tread on Me. I've had it up there for forever. And I've been posting a lot of stuff from InfoWars and the War Room and David Knight, a lot of David Knight and Zero Hedge and, stuff I pull off of Drudge. And they had me shadow banned almost from the very beginning. My membership was shooting to the moon for a couple of hours, got to 2,120 and froze.
And where
it has been there for 10 years, all right?
Where is this again?
It's on Facebook. It's a Don't Tread on Me page. It's Facebook, all caps, all caps, Don't Tread on Me, with no hyphen between in the word don't.
Right, it's got a background with the dollar bill reading out, Don't Tread on Me. Okay, we found
it. And it's a black badge with the white circles. I mean, by the way, that black badge with the white circle, that'd be a great InfoWars t-shirt. So go ahead, throw it out there, baby. I don't care. Just like Alex, I've been in this fight. I mean, I'm in my early 50s. I've been in this fight for a long, long time. I've had more intellectual property stolen from me. I mean, big stuff. The audiophile earpieces, the molded in-ear monitors, they're very expensive. Well, I gave that idea to the sound man of Van Halen, and now he's living as a multimillionaire balling it down in the Ozarks, all right? And then here, if you've ever... Now, here, check this out. Recently...
Wait a second. Can't call into this show and give the Lake of an Ozarks a shout-out without mentioning Party Cove.
But look, man, also, there's other stuff that's been going on.
Let me just warn you, folks. Thank you for the call, William. If you ever are swimming in Party Cove, do not have an open wound, okay? Just be warned.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I'm going to go back to your calls in the next segment, and we'll get to all of you before my guests come on. But first, Fog City Midge, a frequent guest of the show who does great work as a street reporter out in California, found a Drunks Against Trump rally. A Drunks Against Trump rally, and it, in this short clip, pretty much is exactly what you would expect.
We are Drunks Against Trump. We're a 501c3. It's an organization that helps drunks get politically involved. we'll have like a sign making party, which is basically like we just have drinks and make funny signs. And we did it's Mueller time instead of it's Miller time. We want to be drunk a lot of the time because there's a lot of stuff. We're like, oh my God, this is horrible. I need a drink. So it's like, this is horrible. Totally. I need a drink, but I can go out and do something about it. Yes. Doesn't matter how drunk you are, you can still get involved.
What would you guys say is your biggest gripe with Donald Trump?
Jesus. It's really hard to get down to the very bottom of it. That's a big pit. You know, we really have a problem with, you know, like, the immigration crisis. You know, we shouldn't be putting fucking babies in jail cells.
Every time I think...
Okay, go ahead and dump that. But, you know, here's the amazing thing about that clip, which is why I wanted to play it. You can find the full video on Fog City Midge YouTube channel. It's the same thing, no matter what it is, whether it's drunks for or drunks against Trump or women against Trump or the Women's March or the this march or the that rally or the that protest. They can never answer the question, what is it you don't like about Trump? Oh, man, well, I don't know where to begin. Well, how about anywhere? Well, there's just so much, man. Just, you know, one thing. Well, his racism. And you're like, okay, what did he say that's racist? Oh, man, he just said so much. You know, I don't even know. All right, well, just one thing then. Oh, but I couldn't even pick one thing. It's like the same thing. It's a one-dimensional, shallow layer of thinking. Now, let's go to... let's just look at some of the sick Democrats. I don't know. Roll clip 14. Just roll it over and over. Joe Biden kissing his granddaughter on the lips. I don't know. I mean... You know, I almost don't want to comment on it. You know what? There it is. You saw it. Okay. Now let's go to Ilhan Omar in clip 12 with a Freudian slip with her staged return to Minnesota.
Since the first day this president introduced the Muslim ban,
American. No, here's the funny thing about that. First of all, the whole arrival scene was staged. I happen to know this for a fact. I spoke to some security detail. Now, if you recall, because folks, it's so easy to call these people out on their fraud. Remember what they said? They said Trump's rhetoric led to violent death threats against Ilhan Omar. Remember that? And so now she needed increased security. Folks, they never give out landing flight information to the public if there's ever a credible threat. Never. So they either lied about credible threats to Ilhan Omar or they lied basically just staged that whole thing. My guess is they staged the whole thing and they lied about the death threats. Or they maybe fabricated the death threats. And then maybe they just let her landing information out to the public so that they get people out there. But there's no way both of them happened. There's no way that she had any credible threats against her and they let out her public, her landing information to the public. There is just simply no way that could happen. All right. When we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. And this is the last time I'm probably going to do this because there's more important news. But, hey, we're running a show here. And if anybody's going to talk about Infocoms, it's got to be us. Right now I'm leaning towards just leaving it up. The crew wants me to shut it down. People on there want me to shut it down. Obviously, the left wants me to shut it down. So when everybody says for me what to do, I kind of do the opposite. I'm just a contrarian like that. Under attack. It's kind of like
you're a quarterback in the NFL and you know what the defense is going to do to try to shut you down, and so you just plan around it and you just win and score touchdowns. It's kind of what Alex Jones did with InfoWarsStore.com. Mm-hmm. He knew he was going to get shut down. He knew they were going to censor him off the internet. He knew he would be attacked viciously. He knew they'd go after his sponsors. So what did he do? He said, like true Americana mindset, I'm going to go independent and I'm going to start InfoWarsStore.com, and eventually I'm going to move all of my commerce and funding over to there so that they can't attack my sponsors. And then when they try to attack me for selling products like DNA Force Plus and water filters and emergency food supply that's all on sale right now, I'll make sure that I'm selling the best so that they can't attack me for that. Well, that's what Alex Jones did. That's where we're at now. And so I suggest you go on over to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of these specials, whether it's 50% off Super Male Vitality, whether it's 40% off the InfoWars Life protein bars, which are the best protein bars going. I cut an ad for the protein bars today, and you can check that out. I'm sure it rolls during the breaks, but this is my favorite protein bar. It replaced all the other protein bars I used to use. And really, I'll be honest, I mean, this it's like so good, it's hard to eat just one. The good news is it's so filling that you can eat one and be full. The bad news is it tastes so good and it's so rich that it's tough to only eat one if you have a big appetite. But the InfoWars Life protein bar is my favorite protein bar. It's on sale for 40% off. I told you about the ProPure shower head that I just installed over the weekend in my home. I love it. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. Like I said, water pressure was always my big thing with the filtration water heads. And for a long time, it was tough to find water filtered shower heads that maintain the water pressure. This thing somehow makes it even stronger. The ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with ProMax. The water pressure in your shower, for me, it got stronger when I put on the brand new ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter. It's got five different functions on the shower head. It filters out, just like the ProPure filters out the water, it filters out all the chemicals, the fluoride, and everything. And I'm telling you, you go to the grocery store or whatever to get your shower heads. This is at InfoWarsStore.com right now for under $100. The same, not even with the filter capacity, just the water pressure and the five different functions on the shower head, that shower head will cost you $100 minimum at a department store. And that's without the filtration capacity. And probably without the adjustable hose, too. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got total water pressure, five different settings, and that's just the big boy. We have other ones too, but I'm selling you the big boy. This is the one I got. This is the best. The adjustable hose, five different functions, the water pressure. This is the one for me. It's not even on sale. I just like plugging products that I use. I like talking about the stuff that I use at InfoWarsStore.com. I just installed this shower head over the weekend. I couldn't be happier. And if you go look, 100%, I'm living proof, 100% of shoppers that got the shower head, 100% would recommend to a friend. So I'm recommending it to you, my friends. InfoWarsStore.com, ProPure Chrome Plus shower filter with ProMax. In fact, you know what? I'm going to make an executive decision right now. But you know what? July's almost over. I'm going to see if we can't get a deal on that shower head, maybe for the month of August. Because right now we got 20% off Alpha Power with coupon code WARROOM. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, use coupon code WARROOM at checkout. You get 20% off Alpha Power. I want to get that shower head on sale next month, I think. Or maybe I'll just end the Alpha Power special and just go with the coupon code WARROOM for the shower head. Because I'm so happy with my new shower head. It's awesome. All right. Thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back out to the phone lines. We're taking your calls. Thad in Austin, Texas is on the line. Go ahead, Thad.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, good to hear from you today.
Yeah, good to see you. Good to hear you, man. Not too enthusiastic about what's going on with InfoComs. Kind of a shame, but I'd like to throw it out there to the guys that are actually participating on InfoComs. That's what the liberals do, man. They kind of stand in a circle and shoot, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's really just sad because, again, I don't feel like a teacher here or anything, and I don't want to be like, okay, we have to shut down recess because, you know, one kid doesn't, you know, play with the dodgeball properly or something. Or no one can play dodgeball now because little Joey keeps throwing it at heads or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think the fact that this is being thrown out there, I think the guys will get it together and, you know, start shooting straight, you know? But the big thing that I wanted to talk to you about, Owen, was the fact that the economic situation is becoming more and more of a news story. And that's frightening because things like that do not become news stories basically until it's to the point of no return. In 2007, there was an economic war game, first of its kind, that was actually detailed in a book called Currency Wars by Jim Rickards. I suggest everybody read that.
Dude, this is actually so key that you're bringing this up. I literally got into this weekend with a buddy of mine who's really big into tech and financing, and it's actually incredible because the guy basically made billions of dollars off the 2008 market crash, and he came forward and he was like, look, here's all the data. This is going to collapse. And they're like, oh, you know, nothing to see here. And so he shorted it all, made billions of dollars, and now the same experts are saying they're seeing the same patterns.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And just as I said before, man, these things are not detailed in public until it's to the point of no return. Like I said, I highly suggest everybody read the book Currency Wars by Jim Rickards. The man was a complete insider, and he's basically telling you the long and short of everything that happened, including the gold buyup, including, you know, the fact that people are stopping the use of the U.S. dollar for the purchase of physical commodities. And when that happens, you have currency devaluation. That, in collaboration with the Fed, you know, raising rates on our president after he's improving our economy, shows you that there is a very definitive plan and that they are going to act out this plan at all costs. No,
and the experts think it's ultimately going to collapse the Federal Reserve, which sounds bad, but overall in the long run, they think it's good to end that that fiat currency. It's so funny. You hear Thad calling in, and you'd expect somebody with like a pocket protector and glasses and a big book. He's actually a big jacked Marine who could probably rip heads off with his bare arms. So it's kind of funny to hear you calling in, Thad, resident financial genius today. Thank you so much for the call. I'm sure we'll see you around soon. Let's squeeze in one more call here before we go to a break. Let's go to Aaron in Arizona. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hello there. My name is Aaron. I'm a member of the Arizona State Militia, and I got something to tell Elon Muskrat and all the globalists and every elitist who thinks that they have the key book to our existence. When God sends prophets and messengers, we don't care nothing about your power. We are from the power. And if the California earthquake happens to the fifth largest economy on the planet, which is California, and everything goes to hell, and Facebook gets all their billion users to have the mark of the beast, and if Trump gets assassinated to start a civil war, the spirit of America is going to jump right on your InfoComs, and we're going to get together. And what you've become is just a window to harness the power of America when we set our sights on Antifa and their flag burning and all the poison that they're doing and all the 5G.
Well, let's be clear here. Thank you for the call, Aaron. We're not violent offenders. We're not calling for violence or aggression, but you do have a right to self-defense.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
What can I say? What can I say? I'm of the mindset where sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. But I guess that's old school nowadays, isn't it? Welcome back to the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Big specials happening over there. check it out for yourself. We're taking calls. I want to clear out these phone lines, so let's make it quick in this segment. Let's go to Mike in Mississippi. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello?
Hi.
It's actually Mutt, M-U-T-T, like a dog.
All right, but... Mutt. You're like Robert De Niro. He's a mutt. That was De Niro, right? He's a punk. He's a mutt.
No, but seriously, you know, I appreciate everything you do. It's good to talk to you again. You and I have talked before about, you know, Point Fest and some other things. But real quick, what I wanted to bring up is, you know, a lot of the stuff that I've been trying to, you know, put out on your infocoms, you know what I mean? It's just getting swallowed up. I don't know what's happening to it. I go back to look for it and it's gone.
Yeah, so here, let me just give you a quick answer to that. Basically, the way the thread or the community feed works is that wherever the most recent comment was always goes at the top. So if you start a new thread or a new post that says, Mutt in Mississippi, triggered by Robert De Niro, hating on mutts, then that'll be at the top. And as soon as people start commenting on other threads, it goes down and down and down. And unless someone re-comments on that or replies to that, it'll just keep going down. So does that answer your question?
Well, there's also that, but then I put a link on it to like Twitter or something like that, and even that doesn't show up. Like I'll go to back on my Twitter page, and I can't find the link to it anymore.
Hmm. I'm not sure about an answer for that one.
So, you know, and I've tried to tag you guys personally, like Harrison Smith, he got one of my videos where I was singing in a rap song talking about you guys getting censored and everything like that. He commented on it. And then, of course, like a week later, he was banned off of Twitter. So that's gone. But
yeah. And again, that's why I made the infocoms, is so that people can go there and share. I know it's not perfect, but I don't. Well, you know.
And just keep it up. Don't let your head get down. You know what I mean?
Honestly, it's not me. I don't care. Like I said, people can make naked memes about me and make up crap about me. I don't care. I'm total free speech. I'm total free market. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Words can never hurt me. It's just the people that want to use infocoms for effective purposes are the ones getting upset because, like you said, hey, I started a thread and then it disappears because somebody just posted five new threads about how, you know, I'm bad or something. And it's just like it's deprecating.
Right on, man. Well, like I said, keep your head up and keep fighting the good fight. We love you out here.
Appreciate that. I mean, I do plan on keeping infocoms up is where my head's at right now. Just because I feel like getting rid of it ultimately is not victory. Let's go to Joey in New York. Go ahead, Joey.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Going just fine. Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, I've been taking Brain Force for about like 3 months now, and it totally changed my perspective on things. It's amazing.
How do you take Brain Force? Do you do it in the morning when you wake up? Do you do it before you go to work?
I usually like separate it like once, and a storm just rolled in. So you might hear some thunder every once in a while. But, yeah, I take one in the morning, and then, like, halfway through the day, I would take another one, and it just really opens up
my mind. So you kind of spread it out. You take one, and then when the effects of that start to wear off, you take another?
Yeah. And it works better that way. Depending on how much focus I need for that day, I might take two in the morning. It all depends on how well my focus is and how well I sleep at night.
Yeah, you know, for me, I've found it to be the most effective in two ways. One, when I used to have to get up in the early morning and train and do stuff, I'd be up at 6 a.m. and I'm not a morning person.
Neither and am I. I
would take Brain Force first thing in the morning, and I mean, it's just like, like the whole morning fog, the whole like biggest challenge is just, okay, I got to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And, but once you can, you know, for some people it's coffee or whatever, a cold shower, but Brain Force for me, when I had to start early days was the best. Or for example, let's say I've had a long day and I'm a little lethargic or I'm in like a post-meal stupor or something before I go on the war room, I'll pop a couple brain force, and then it's just like, boom, you can get right back to that focus level. But hey, there's a reason why there's literally thousands of five-star reviews on BrainForce Plus. It's on sale right now, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, Joey, thank you so much for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, folks, big sales happening at InfoWarsStore.com. And we don't stage these callers. People just call in and want to talk about the products. And so it's just awesome that we have that ability, because we can't do Google Ads. We can't market ourselves on social media. We can't even do sponsors, because then they get attacked. And so this is what we do, and it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, let's take Jefferson here before the break and before we get Mindy Robinson and Carpe Donctum on. Jefferson in Virginia, go ahead.
Hey, Owen Schroyer.
Yes.
I have watched you get your sea legs on air from day one, and I'm 37 years old, and I have been listening to and reading since I was 10 years old. So I'm not a fan of your show, because it's some kind of butt-kissing contest. You earned my listenership because of your brain. That being said, I think you should really strongly consider shutting down InfoComms.
And why do you say that?
Well, I have a few different reasons, but one of those reasons is, you know, you got to double down. You know, somebody can really only do one thing. I don't want to hear it about, oh, I can do everything, you know, whatever. You can't do a good job at multiple things for one. Okay. And I would love to see you, you know, everybody is something. They just have to get good at it. And you are.
Let me ask. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is so key. I'm so glad you're talking about this. Now, you said you've been watching me since day one. When was that?
Oh man. It was pretty rough. Like, in terms of your actual war room when you came on the
war room. I'm saying, were you following my content before I was at InfoWars?
No, of course not. No.
Okay. Well, the reason I bring that up is because I was doing a lot of stuff before I worked at InfoWars, and a lot of people have been following me since then. And so the only reason I bring that up is because I understand why people say, oh, you know, this is your job now, like you got it easy or whatever. Okay, I understand why that would make me more inclined to be active than maybe somebody that's not at InfoWars. But for 2+ years, I spent ample hours doing stuff. There was no money involved. There was nothing involved. I didn't have anybody telling me what to do. I did it because I wanted to save America. I did it because I believed in a message. And so I didn't need any army. I didn't need any motivation. It was just the motivation of truth and activism and changing the world. That's the real inspiration. That should be what inspires people.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Facebook and Instagram banned conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
I am now completely banned.
Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
These people aren't terrifying or anything.
But there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them. Basically, they've deem these individuals to be dangerous, is what Facebook is saying. Those individuals include people like right-wing conspiracy
theorists. Yeah, InfoWars is just so dangerous. Oh, shut them down. We can't stand them. They're so effective. Like, stop the Rolling Stones. They're so good at rock and roll music. It's just not fair for anybody else. Just shut them down. All right, welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room. I'm joined by Carpe Donctum and Mindy Robinson. So here's the deal. with Mindy and Carpe. Both getting doxxed actively. Why? Because they love America and they like President Trump. I mean, how dare they? And so, but now they're doing weird stuff where I guess it's like not doxxing if you put it on your Twitter feed. There's all kinds of weird new stuff they're doing, but they're trying to get violent agitators to go after Mindy Robinson and Carpe Donctum, where, you know, Mindy is a little bit more of a, let's say, I think Mindy likes to get in the ring and scrap it out, where Carpe just kind of sits back and does his art and is really not even aggressive at all, doesn't do anything active in the streets, just does amazing memes that triggers the left. So, you know, he's bad for that, too. But Mindy Robinson and Carpe Donctum join me. Let's start with Carpe Donctum. 2 weeks ago, they threatened to dox you. They held back. And then this individual, this lady, decided she would change her Twitter handle to what is, I believe it's your real name. Here's the funny thing. I don't even know Carpe's real name. I consider him a good friend of mine. I don't even know his real name because I'm not a jackass. If he wants to keep his identity private, that's his right. But this jackass decided she'd put your identity on Twitter. What happened?
Well, you know, it actually started on Tuesday of last week with BuzzFeed wanting to publish my name. They decided not to after some public outcry. And then the next day I got a message from somebody from the Huffington Post saying they were going to print it. My source told me that it was Luke Wilson or no, Luke not Luke Wilson but Luke O'Brien from the Huffington Post. Later that night, they didn't actually print it, but then the next day and over like the midnight hour, Luke threw a giant fit on Twitter, and then the next morning he ended up doing the thing that he said he wasn't planning to do, and he actually exposed me on I think it was on Thursday. But then again today, this Emily chick was mad about I don't know, something I said, and she changed her name to Carpe Donctum is Logan Cook. So, and then claimed that she wasn't triggered at all. She was perfectly
Yeah, that's perfectly normal to do that. Yeah. And now, right. Apparently, I guess their whole excuse is they're saying, "Oh, I'm not doxing you. I'm just reporting." Well, anybody knows. It's basic, like, journalist integrity. If you're interviewing someone for whatever and they say, hey, what's your name? What's your identity? And you say, well, I'd like to keep my identity private. Can you just put me as anonymous or as this person? And they say, okay, that's just part of a journalistic integrity practice. But now these people aren't real journalists. They're left-wing activists, and they want to see more violence is really the truth, which is sad to report, but that's what's happening right now. And so, Mindy Robinson, you've been dealing with this too. You're a little bit, you know, you kind of like to get into the weeds with these people. As I will say, though, Carpe, you've been getting at them on Twitter lately too. So maybe they're gonna. You
know, we had a good day today. It was an eventful day today.
I think that they're gonna bring the beast out of Carpe Donctum. He's kind of been at bay, if you will. But Mindy Robinson has always been unleashed. So Mindy, they're trying to dox you too, but they're saying, oh, I'm not doxing you. I'm just giving the public your name that you asked me not to.
I mean, obviously, I think we have an issue where, like Luke O'Brien, they're weaponizing information to punish conservatives. The fact that conservatives even have to be anonymous sometimes online shouldn't happen. You know what I mean? And I can't be doxed. My information's out there. My name's out there. My picture's out there. But what they did instead was hack my website. So the day I spoke out against them doxing and harassing conservatives, they hacked my site that night, and they hacked the other author of my site that day. Like, it's these, that's a, you know, quite a coincidence. So they're trying to be punitive. They're trying to bully anyone, even someone like me. I don't have family. I don't have kids you can go after. I don't really have a real job. I mean, that's it. They can't punish me. So instead, they're going to take down my site. They're going to take down my livelihood. They are bullying people into thinking their way. And we knew this was going to happen, and it's only going to get uglier.
But what do these people think is going to happen? I mean, like, they could show up at the wrong guy's house who protects his family with a firearm. You know, maybe they go hang out and they see Mindy in public and she's with somebody who's dating who has, you know, arms like a python. And it's like, what? I mean, what do they think is going to happen? They're going to catch the wrong end of this stick at some point in time. And then they're going to point the finger and say, oh, how dare you?
Well, they've weaponized idiots. Yes, everyone's information is public. You can find it if you really want to. But it's the crazy people you don't want to have it. And they're publishing it and they're doing it in a way they know crazy people will find it and probably do something. They're weaponizing idiots.
See, that's what it is. Exactly, Carpe. You were just going to say that. It's like what they did with the New York Times and the baseball practice where they say, oh, light security at this Republican GOP baseball practice. And then James Hopkinson shows up with a rifle and shoots conservatives. And I don't think they'll ever admit that that's what they're doing. But, Carpe, aren't the signs on the wall? I mean, that's what they're doing.
Well, so what they're doing is they, you know, as she said, my name is it's out there if you know where to search for it or whatever. And what they're doing is they're broadcasting it to the masses. The only thing that I was ever you know, the reason that I go under a pseudonym is so that, you know, the masses don't know what my name is. The ones that are the crazy ones that are out there that will come to my house. And they're most of them are too lazy to actually find me on the internet, even though it's there. But these people are they're sending it out to, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And all of their base supporters are these crazy people like the. All of Luke's followers are Antifa people. They're nuts. They've been, you know, filling my mentions with my name for the last like week, trying to intimidate me. Like, I know what my name is, like, and now you know what my name is, but they continue to use it like this. Oh, we know who you are. I've gotten emails already, like just today, a couple emails saying, we know who you are. Look out, you know, that kind of stuff. Like,
and it's funny too, because I get the same stuff. I won't even, honestly, I don't even want to repeat it on air because it's like high profile people that are like big leftist activists that will send me the same type of crap. And it'll be like, we know what you did, Owen Schroyer. We're coming after you. And I'm just like, dude, I know what I've done too. There's nothing there. And it's just like, they think that that somehow intimidates you, maybe because they have a bunch of skeletons in their closet or something. But we just don't care.
That might be part of it, is that maybe they have a lot to hide. But like the guy from BuzzFeed, when I talked to him, he's like, we already did a background check on you. You don't have a criminal record. You've got a couple speeding tickets in the last like 10 years and that's it. So they don't have anything to go after me with other than we might send some crazy Antifa people to your house.
Yeah, but, you know, Carpe Noctem, he's kind of growing out his beard right now, and I think that's toxic masculinity, so we may have to call him out for that, for having toxic masculinity with a beard, and so maybe we'll do that on the other side. He's bad for having a beard.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Infowars.com War Room. Needs a space to burn. Brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Let me lay the groundwork here before we go back to my guests, Mindy Robinson and Carpe Noctem, because I want to get their take on where they think this goes. So, it's so many different angles, but let me kind of just give it a basic layout here so that people can really understand where we're at. Pretty much anything that happens, the Democrats blame on President Trump. Literally, folks. They're now blaming the weather on Donald Trump. Yes. ThinkProgress.org. Call it the Trump heat wave. The current scorcher is just a taste of what's coming. So there's a heat wave, and it's Trump's fault. There's a hurricane. It's Trump's fault. There's an ice storm. It's Trump's fault. And so that's one level of insanity. Then you've got top Democrats like Bernie Sanders and John Cooper and many others over the weekend coming out saying Trump is racist, Trump Jr. is racist, Eric Trump racist, Melania Trump, they're all racist. Bernie Sanders, I wish we didn't have to say this, but it's the truth. Trump is a racist and a xenophobe who married two immigrants, amazingly, dated black women. John Cooper, big Obama aide, saying they're all racist. So they build this whole straw man. Trump's racist. Trump's this. He's that. He's causing you to have a tornado in your backyard. Then they have their violent people go out. A young lady, this is so sad, 20-year-old girl rams her car through a Trump sign, faces criminal charges. A gentleman in Illinois had some Trump-supporting stickers on the back of his truck and an American flag. Antifa wrecked his truck. So the violence continues. Obviously, the people getting hit in the streets, objects being thrown, all the attacks, the doxing, the firebombing of ICE, the attacks on Republican headquarters, the doxing again. I mean, all this stuff. Now it's happening to just people on social media that are active in politics that wish to remain anonymous. But where do you guys think this is all going? The left is not ratcheting back their rhetoric. They're ratcheting it up. The left is not taking a step back and saying, okay, we've come this far. Maybe we should take it back before things get worse. They're going further. So let's start with carpe noctem. Where do you think this goes? Because we obviously see where the current trend goes, but it's not going to be met without obstacles. So carpe noctem, meme king, where do you think this goes with the left at the top, with the Democrats and the media saying Trump's racist, he's xenophobic, he's causing you to have bad weather, he's causing you to be poor, this and everything else. And then the media saying, oh, it's okay, go ahead and dox people, get violent, we'll endorse it. Where do you think this goes next?
Well, you forgot earthquakes. Remember, it was Trump's fault in California for the earthquake.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot he caused that earthquake, too. thank you for bringing that up.
All right. So I just received a message like 5 minutes ago from Andrew Kimmel, who used to work for BuzzFeed. And his question to all of what's happened today and days before is, how many people have Antifa killed in the United States? All they care about is a body count, and they're going to ignore it. They're going to ignore Antifa. They're going to ignore all of this craziness on the left until there's a body count. But then they're going to shift from that to, well, it's not as high a body count as this other thing. They want us all dead. They want us to be all scared. They want us to be quiet. And that's where all of this is going, is they want.
But hold on, though. Let's talk about body count. Because this is a weird, psychological, dangerous game they're playing. And I always get trouble for this. But look at the death of Heather Heyer. I'll sit here and say Antifa had something to do with that. Of course they did. Look at the professor that brandished the weapon that ended up intimidating the guy that ultimately got charged with murder. Look at the people that were beating the guy's car. That's Antifa. Look at the Antifa motivating a guy to go out and firebomb an ICE facility. He's dead. So, yeah, there are deaths that are coming to this. It's just not your people going out pulling the trigger.
Right. And, you know, like this random guy here, you know, I posted today about someone was saying, you know, what does anti-fascist mean? And I said, it doesn't matter like what their name means. It's what they do. They go out and they attack people. They punch people in the face. They hit people with bike locks. They firebomb ICE places. I mean, that is who they are. It's not what they call themselves. They can call themselves whatever they want, but people continue to ignore them because of, you know, some magical thing they haven't done yet. And it's making excuses for political violence and actual fascism in the name of anti-fascism.
Well, and that's like the biggest issue. Like, oh, but they're Antifa. They're anti-fascist. They don't even know what fascism is. If we lived in a fascist country, they'd all be in jail or worse right now. But that's how the media gives them their excuse. Mindy, I asked you the same question. Mindy Robinson, redwhiteandfu.com at iHeartMindy. What do you think comes next? She's on the phone now. Had some Skype problems. Mindy, what do you think comes next with the left agitating this, endorsing it, and watching it all happen and not taking a step back?
I think it's part of their plan. I think the 2016 election, they tried to win the vote with misinformation and fake news, and they were, you know, the media was all anti-Trump and everything like that. That failed because people, the conservatives like me, were online. We called the fake news where we saw it. We debunked stuff. We became a threat. Then censorship came out, and I watched all my peers get picked off one by one for absolutely no reason. And I think the moderates and the masses were like, whoa, whoa, what's going on? This is 1984 kind of stuff. Why can't these people say this? They're Jewish. They're not a Nazi. The left got insane, and they stopped making sense. And I think the only thing they can do at this point is to double down and scare people into voting the way that they want. It's kind of the only thing they got left at this point. I mean, the party's what? Pro-open borders? That's an awful idea.
No, actually, I think you're onto something here. And that's probably the same reason why they're threatening carpe noctem. It's like, oh my gosh, this is a 21st century artist making digital art that we can't really even understand, but it's so effective against us. And it's like, so they want to bully you to try to shut you down. I think Mindy's onto something, Carpe. I think that's the point. They want to bully you so much to try to shut you down.
Go ahead, Mindy.
I mean, I reached out to a lot of people during them hacking my site, and obviously I got help, and I can't even say who because they'd go after them. But people were afraid. I called major publications, and they were afraid to speak out about this Huffington Post writer. And that says something. It means their strategy of scaring people, bullying them, harassing them, hurting their livelihood works. And they're going to continue to do it for as long as they're allowed to. I think this is going to be a huge issue, and I think it's going to get worse.
Absolutely. And you know what? I want to just piggyback on that. Like, so today with this, Emily or whoever it is, she was doing the same tactic, you know, just continuing to use my name, which clearly I don't care about anymore. It's already out. But she was so shocked that her tactics weren't working. You know, she kept quote tweeting me and, you know, kept saying, oh, you just should calm down and, you know, like all this kind of stuff. And what she doesn't realize is that I literally don't care how many of her little Antifa followers come after me and say mean things to me. It doesn't matter. Like I'll the only thing that I will ever do with any of the people that come after me is I will make them look silly. I'll quote them back. I'll say something funny and destroy whatever they're trying to do. But they can't intimidate me online. They can't make me go like in the corner and cry. They're not going to make me mad. That's my superpower, is that nobody online makes me mad, and it drives them absolutely insane.
I think that that's what's next, though, is because they fall for it. So like the media is like, Trump's out to get you. He's racist. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared of Trump. And so then they see the intimidation works on them. So they try to do it against Carpe Noctem. They try to do it against Mindy Robinson. But you guys aren't going to back down. I mean, Mindy, I know that you're not going to be bullied and intimidated by these people.
Mm-mm. I mean, there's a lot of people that live vicariously through people like us. You know what I mean? I get letters all the time.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for saying this. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Because I cannot. I have a real job. I work at a school. I do this. The left has very well bullied everyone into submission. But there are going to be vocal people. We're going to get censored. It's going to get worse. There's probably going to be calls for violence against us. I think that's going to be the next step. Things are going to get more direct.
Oh, but it's already happening.
It's going to make the left look worse. That's all, I think, at the end of the day. It's going to make them look like...
And let's hope that's our ultimate victory is politically in 2020. Final word, Carpe Noctem.
If you can handle it, go out there and make sure that you point out all the inconsistencies of what the left does, how they pretend to be, you know, the anti-fascist, but they act in fascist manners. How they conflate two different people with racism, and then they do the same thing themselves.
And it can be so easy as literally just one day, just go out in a Trump hat and just videotape the hate.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, let's get to some of these video clips before my next guest joins me. Let's go to clip 11 here. Chuck Schumer and some Democrats go visit a border facility. Chuck walking around in a facility here where you have people fenced in.
How many days have they been here?
43 days?
Now, here's what stands out. They treat these people like zoo animals. They literally go up to them in the cage, like staring at them like they're zoo animals, and then they say that Trump is insensitive. They stare at them and stare through the fence.
Can we continue moving? The other half of the group is already out.
And notice, every single one of these people is a military-aged male. Every single one. Where are the women and children coming? So this is all a big publicity stunt, where they go down there and they use these people like political pawns. They are the ones that go in there and treat them like they're animals at the zoo and then use them for a photo op. It's like the same thing. Justin Bieber comes out and says, oh, thank you, President Trump, for helping my friend ASAP Rocky. Now let the kids out of the cages. Justin Bieber is worth what? Hundreds of millions of dollars, has huge mansions. Why don't you take them in, you twig? Why don't you take them in, Chuck Schumer, Sidney Blumenthal, and the rest of the Democrat scum that's out there? No, they don't take them in. They just want you to pay for it. You see, that's what it's all about. They show up for a photo op, stare at all these military-aged men through the fences that they claim are women and children. No, they're perfectly fine. They just want to come to America because we live in the greatest country on earth. And then they say, oh, we got to do something about this. These shelters are no good. Well, what the hell do you want to happen? You're not going to take them into your house. You're going to free them into society. You're going to create sanctuary cities. You're then going to make the taxpayer pay for all of it. That's what it comes down to. And I'm damn sick of it. American taxpayers are sick and damn tired of paying for all this illegal immigration. We're done. But the Democrats need it. Why? Because they're losing their voter base. They're losing their voter base. So they go down there and they act like they care about these people. They send out their lawyers in the ACLU to tell them how to get into the country, what words to use, what excuses to make, and then tell them vote Democrat so we can get the rest of your family here for free. And so that's how the Democrats replace their voting base. And they migrate all of them into major cities where they then create voter blocks where then they control the entire electoral college of each state. That's their plan. That's what they're doing. And then they prey on innocent minds with terms like racism and xenophobia and staged photo ops like Cortez to do all of it. But here's the thing about the Democrat Party. Truth ain't gonna change the way they lie, and youth ain't gonna change the way they die. They're gonna keep lying, and this whole squad, this whole young squad of women that they thought would save the Democrat Party, it's already eating it from within. So the Democrat Party is a dying party, and they can only rely on illegal behavior to prop themselves up. It has to be stopped. Second cup of the Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. When freshly brewed, best coffee on the planet. only at InfoWarsStore.com. The Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. It's what I drink. It's what the crew drinks. And it should be what you drink. InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials going on right now. 50% off DNA Force Plus. 50% off Super Male Vitality. 40% off the InfoWars Life Protein Bars. All these sales at InfoWarsStore.com. How about 50% off all InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods? Now, this is the best quality storable food. Not just stuff that you have so you can eat, but this is the InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. This is meals that you're going to enjoy in storable food delivery fashion. So it's insurance you can eat. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And you hope you never have to use it, but, well, we know how volatile and fragile things are and can be. And so we've got deep discounts, half off all InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com. But check out everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Household items like toothpaste and shampoo and toothbrushes and all the great supplements with air filters. Oh, how about that big special on the air filter right now? Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't even keep up with these specials. Go check out that air filter special right now. The Alexa Pure Breeze air filter is on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 33% off. That's big savings right there. Big, big savings. The best air filter you can get, the Alexa Pure Breeze. I have two in my home. I absolutely love them. You will notice the difference in air quality in your home with the Alexa Pure Breeze from InfoWarsStore.com. Now on sale, 33% off. Over the weekend, there was Comic-Con, where a couple of Democrats showed up, like Cory Booker, Spartacus Booker, to campaign and get some attention of the youth. But another individual, Josh Coleman, showed up. Joshua Coleman on YouTube and organized a vaccine truth, vaccine choice protest outside of Comic-Con. Very powerful stuff. Josh joins me now. So here's some of the B-roll we have. Great job to the crew. Man, you guys are awesome. I didn't even do the crew. I put the burden on them to get all this stuff literally 2 minutes ago, and they already got all of it. You guys are the best. So here they are. They're all dressed in black, wearing the V for Vendetta masks. Joshua Coleman helped organize this. So Josh, tell us about this protest and how it all went down.
Well, we're out there just trying to spread a little bit of truth. We're calling it an education demonstration. And, I've discovered over time that most people know very little about vaccines. Oftentimes, people don't even know what they're vaccinating for when they get vaccinated. And so, literally, this year, as the Democrats are trying to strip away all the rights, they're strengthening vaccine mandates. They're trying to take away every exemption there is. Right now in California, we're down to the medical exemption, and they're trying to take that away, and they're being successful at it. So we're literally out there just... we had 10 different facts on giant signs, very few words. And the idea is that they absorb this information at a glance. They can't help but get this message. And it's surprising how angry these truths were making people. So people are just have no education as far as vaccines go.
Well, how did this go down? Because this is a really powerful protest you organized. It looks like there's hundreds of people, if not thousands. It's tough to tell from this B-roll, but definitely hundreds that showed up all dressed in similar black outfits with the V for Vendetta mask on, holding the signs that are all uniform too. I mean, this was not something that just you were able to do overnight. You had to really organize this.
Yeah, it was a lot of organization. Me and my partner, Olivia Mykos, we worked really, really hard. We prepared everything. We reached out to people, and we assigned captains. We had different people that were... sort of in charge of bringing on 10 or 20 people each, and everybody paid for their own things. This was not financed. This was a grassroots campaign completely. These are mothers and fathers from all over California, as high as Sacramento and as low as, of course, San Diego, came out, spent their money, rented a hotel, came out there, wore the mask, very uncomfortable, were berated by people. We had people that were spit on, people that were shoved. I had my camera actually ripped off of my tripod at one point. when I was talking to a guy, another person had a drink thrown on their sign, and another person had their sign. They were trying to bend and break the sign. So, this is a true grassroots movement that, you know, and at the end of the day, nobody complained. None of these people who went out there and dealt with all this hassle complained. Everybody was so happy to be a part of it.
Well, why are people so upset? There's no political message. There's nothing Trump. There's nothing Republican or Democrat or anything. Why are people so upset with this? I don't understand. When did vaccines get so polarized?
I think it's been since about 2015. They've been really, really hammering away. And there's a lot of misinformation. In fact, people are so brainwashed. It's almost like I heard people talking about autism and vaccines. We didn't have a sign about vaccines and autism. So they just went right to that point. And then they also, you know, I heard people saying, so you don't think any vaccines are good? And I said, we're not saying that. We are just putting out simple messages of truth. So, for instance, you know, like we also had flyers that mirrored the sign. So we had, you know, like a sign that says U.S. law classifies vaccines as unavoidably unsafe. And that's true. Like a vaccine can hurt and kill you. Most people don't know this. On the back of the flyer, we had a few details about that fact, and we even have at the bottom a QR code that goes to, they can scan, that takes them to the source to verify that piece of information. So we had all kinds of little facts out there, you know, that we're trying to just verify with people. They have no education, and they need to
be. But wait a second, though. This is so key what you just said, because it shows the brainwashing where you're not even talking about autism. You're not even saying ban vaccines, and that's immediately what they go to. That's what the media has propagandized them into thinking, where, oh, this person even has any commentary on vaccines. That means, oh, you're claiming vaccines cause autism, or, oh, you're claiming there should be no vaccines. When you made no such claims, that's just what the media projects onto us. And then their foot soldiers consume it without any background research, and then they try to project it onto you, and you're like, no, I never made that claim. So it really just shows you how the propaganda media works.
Yeah, it's scary. It's really, really scary. And people were angry. And there were people that said, I'm a doctor, and you guys are out here spreading misinformation. And literally none of the things that we had on the signs are, you know, I argue with the best pro-vaxxers in the business, and they do not deny these facts. They might give you a reason or some lame excuse for why one of these facts exists and why it's justified. But these are not deniable at all, and people don't know them.
Well, that's what it seems to be when I have these debates. And I went, and there was a big event with a bunch of doctors where I went and bullhorned them. And basically, they all ended up with the same thing. Yeah, they can't deny these facts, so they just justify it by saying, well, this is just what has to happen. Or, well, this is, you know, the law so that you can send a kid to school and not worry about getting this or that. And so, but they can never deny the facts, and that's the key. But it all comes down to the same thing for me, and this is how I like to juxtapose it, which usually shuts them down, is, okay, are you pro-choice? Of course I'm pro-choice. Okay, then you should be pro-choice with vaccines. Oh, well, no, because what about the other children? And it's just like, okay, so you're not pro-choice then. So it really just highlights how they are the authoritarians.
Right. There's always an excuse. There's always an excuse to take away your freedom. And really, there is a price to pay for freedom. And there's no excuses. And that's the thing that they fail to understand. I went out to the Women's March and I was out there with a sign that said vaccine mandates violate women's choice. And that's what they're all out there talking about, women's choice. And I got kicked out of the event for standing there peacefully holding the sign. Because I guess they only believe in women's choice when it comes to killing their baby. And
no, but it's not even that. See, that's such a great story because, again, it just shows you these are not real political activists. They're haters. They hate people that disagree with them. That's it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Super Male Vitality is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And so as you can see, Shrimpzilla is making his way to InfoWarsStore.com. And so you better move fast if you want to beat Shrimpzilla to InfoWarsStore.com, because Shrimpzilla set the record for the fastest shrimp in world history, and he now holds the record for the highest leap in shrimp history. So Shrimpzilla is heading over to InfoWarsStore.com to get the rest of the Super Male Vitality so that he can continue to be Shrimpzilla. So you better hurry up and get on over to InfoWarsStore.com. Get some of the Super Male Vitality at 50% off before Shrimpzilla gets to it first. And look at how fast those little legs are moving. I hope that your hands and your fingers can move quicker on that mouse to InfoWarsStore.com, because Shrimpzilla is on the move and he wants to hoard all the Super Male Vitality for himself. That's just kind of how he operates. Now, my guest, Joshua Coleman, did just an unbelievable organized protest at Comic-Con. Just amazing on so many different levels. He gets everybody to dress up in the V for Vendetta costume. He has all the signed uniform, the flyers, the facts, everything. Just really an amazing job. I salute you, Joshua. And I'm surprised, though, because I think that it was next level. You're kind of playing into the whole scene by having the people dress up as V for Vendetta, which is like, hey, okay, like, we're here too. We're part of Comic-Con. Like, you know, we like characters. We like playing roles and everything. And so, but still, you say people had the hate. I'm just shocked by that. I don't understand when vaccines got so polarized as a deal. And maybe it's during the whole Trump phenomenon, because it used to be standing against vaccines, which is standing against the establishment. Well, now all these people that claim to be against the establishment are pro-establishment. The establishment wants them to hate Trump, so they hate Trump. The establishment wants them to take the vaccines, so they take vaccines. So, I mean, overall, what was the reaction, would you say, to your protest? Neutral, negative, positive? Let's roll the B-roll while Josh is explaining this. What was the overall response, would you say?
It was all over the place. I mean, the majority of the response was anger and confusion. I don't think they really understood what we were doing. They thought we were making a statement not to vaccinate, and we were simply just pointing out facts. And I think those facts are strong enough facts that they're disturbing. And I don't think people can believe that they're true. I heard one woman, I was standing behind her. She was crossing the crosswalk, and she said, "Oh, that's disgusting." And she looked down at her baby and said, "You're never getting vaccinated again." And she had seen the sign with that said that vaccines contain aborted fetal cells. There's a lot of pro-life people that don't understand that. And I talked to a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses there, and you know, they're not allowed to take blood in the body. It's against their religion. And literally, we've lost that exemption in California. If it is against your religion to have a vaccine, you can't. Your child can no longer go to school without being vaccinated, which is pretty crazy to believe in this country that we came to find freedom of religion. They no longer have that, at least in this state, West Virginia and Mississippi.
Yeah, and they're coming after it in New York, too. And that's why they went after that Jewish community. They don't want the religious exemption. They're going after the medical exemption now, too. I just don't understand. Again, there was this crazy flip-flop intellectually of anti-establishment people when Trump got in office. It was almost like they were in such disbelief that anything anti-establishment could have victory that they just went against their own victory. And that's what still amazes me to this day. Is like, again, I'm not telling you not to take a vaccine. I'm simply going to say, hey, look, I want to have the choice whether I vaccinate myself, my kids, what have you. I just want the choice. Here are the reasons why. And you get attacked for it.
Yeah, we've had exemptions from vaccine mandates for about half a century, almost since the very beginning. And we need to maintain those freedoms, and not because there were these small outbreaks of measles, something that's classified as a skin rash. It's certainly not any excuse to take away those freedoms. And these things are dangerous. They are dangerous. My son actually was injured at 17 months old. He had a reaction to a vaccination. And the diagnosis is called transverse myelitis. And he is now paralyzed from the waist down. He'll be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And it wasn't, you know, the doctor never even told me that was a potential adverse reaction when I said it was okay for those vaccines. And most people have no idea. They have no informed consent when they say, yes, go ahead and put that into my child. They don't know what's being put in them. And a lot of the doctors and a lot of the nurses don't know what's being put in them or the risks, as well as the susceptibilities. So it's really dangerous. And we do need to maintain those rights to choose.
And that's kind of the cult of Western medicine. And I'm not trying to insult doctors or nurses. I think they're great people. you know, overall. But they are in this cult of the Western medical industry that's, oh, if it's from the Western medical industry, like, it's good. Like, don't even question it. How dare you? And they kind of get into this cult mindset. But, man, you know, I didn't know that personal story about you. I've had some friends that have had the negative side effects of vaccines. I've had some friends even lose children because of it. And, you know, it really hurts me the most when somebody like you, who's been directly impacted by this, wants to just simply raise awareness, raise the issue, and then people come out like you're the bad guy. And it's like, look, you know, I would never wish ill on anybody, but hey, you know, maybe if you had the negative side effect of the vaccine, maybe it was you that was the one in 1,000 that got the Guillain-Barré or whatever, maybe you wouldn't sit here in such an entitled stance and tell me that I'm in the wrong, or tell me that I'm trying to harm children.
And they love to throw around this word, you know, the title anti-vaccine. And what people think is that you are unvaccinated, your children are unvaccinated, and your children are going to kill my children. And most of the people I know that are called anti-vaccine, we call them ex-vaxxers. They're usually somebody who was impacted negatively by the vaccine program, and now they've stopped. And you can't say anything negative about the vaccine program without being labeled an anti-vaxxer and just being ripped apart in the media. And really, we're getting shadow banned now. You know, I've been putting out videos, just educational videos, for about 5 years now. I've recorded about 800 different vaccine injury interviews. And we're being shadow banned. We can't get these things circulated. So,
and is this all fine on your YouTube channel?
This is on my YouTube channel and also a YouTube channel called Vaxxed TV. So I toured with the movie Vaxxed, and people just kept showing up to these screenings at the Q&As, came over to talk to the producers and said, you know, I had this experience, I had that experience. And so one of the producers had the idea, let's start documenting them. And we continued to document them for a very long time. And I recorded about 800 interviews, and they're powerful, and they're a huge threat. You know, any vaccine related documentary has now been ripped off of Amazon. That's happened in just the last few months. Every vaccine related book that says anything negative has also been ripped off of Amazon. YouTube, they're burying everything. I can put in the exact name of a title of a video that we have up there that's got a lot of views. You can't find it. It is just buried. You have to go through. So we're taking it to the streets, and this is going to be the new way of educating the public.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Joshua Coleman, thank you so much. Keep in touch with us over here at InfoWars so that we can highlight any activities or protest or activism that you're doing. You know, we've got a big audience here, and I know you're being shadow banned. And you know, the amazing thing is, too, they're using the illegal immigration to take our freedoms on this issue, folks. Illegal immigrants are bringing in typhus and measles and tuberculosis, and they say, oh, we got to stop this outbreak. Then quit bringing in the damn disease.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking white male!
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Is that what you want?
Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. Our guest is delayed right now, but let me just do this. Let's have clip 6 and 7 ready to go right now because, again, this is such a fragile topic because I'm not a fraud, and I understand my role, and I understand consequences and responsibilities for my actions. And so when I sit here and I say, look, the reason why Democrats like Chuck Schumer are such frauds and phonies is because, quite frankly, they're just criminals. And so that's how you explain the total two-faced, lying, phony behavior. These are criminals. They're wanton criminals who have to protect their criminality, and so constantly they're changing face. And so, like, a new up-and-coming criminal is like an Ilhan Omar. Illegally married your brother, filed taxes illegally, immigration fraud. So now she either probably has blackmail against her or she's trying to protect her own criminal behavior. It goes on and on. Bernie Sanders with his wife scamming colleges. Maxine Waters giving her husband lucrative deals. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, who knows how these people become so rich when they're in office, right? But I don't come on here and say stuff because I want to see violence or because I want to create a volatile atmosphere. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just calling it as I see it. On the left side of the aisle, they lie, they manipulate, they fake news. Look at the Covington Catholic hoax. Look at the Jussie Smollett hoax. Most recently, the Erica Thomas hoax, where this Georgia lawmaker, Erica Thomas, claims that a man told her to go back to where she came from. Turns out she's just looking for attention, a big loudmouth. And the guy that she made the claim against is actually a Democrat voter and is like, I didn't say that. I just simply said, please go to the back of the line, because she butted everybody because she's an entitled you-know-what. And so she even has to walk it back, and she backtracks on the accusations of racism because she knows she lied about it and got caught. So that's what the left does. They lie, they scam, they cheat. And what does it result in? Violence. Look at these clips. First, from MSNBC, listen to what they said over the weekend about the word Trump.
Not afraid to speak their mind,
yep.
And nor should they be. And I think that's another part of this that gets lost.
And they're women.
And they're women,
and they're
too.
Women.
Yes.
Brown
Thank
women.
You.
He's
Brown
not
women.
And so the other sort of interesting thing that Donald Trump does is
because
he's
used. Pause it. See, and it's all about identity. Oh, brown women were crying in Congress, so you don't get a country. Brown women did a press conference, so you need to shut up and listen. F you, man. I don't give a crap what someone's skin color is. I'm sick of being told this low-level IQ racist garbage. Man, I'm just sick of it, dude. Like, when are Republicans going to start fighting back? Seriously, that's how you beat this. Republicans need to get in. Conservatives need to get in there and say, I'm a brown woman. Listen to me. I'm a black person. Listen to me. It's just conservatives don't do that. They're not in this racist world like the left is in. We live Martin Luther King's vision. We don't see skin color. I'm sick of these people, man. Go back to it.
That was used against you.
Sure.
Essentially trying to tie her to terrorism. This American congresswoman.
This is the
pause it again. She tied herself to terrorism when she praised Al-Qaeda. She tied herself to terrorism when she said ISIS is a concentration camp and it got firebombed. She's the one that tied herself to terrorism. That was her. Go back to it.
White supremacists and bigots. And as we've talked about on the show, from the Daily Stormer, the white supremacists there came after me in 2017 when I wrote an article about Trump and saying he was coddling white supremacists. This is before Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And they had death threats against me. They smeared me saying I was involved in terrorism.
Yep.
Donald Trump's doing the same thing. That's the go-to for white supremacists. That's the go-to for neo-Nazis, to smear Muslims as somehow that we're all involved in terrorism.
Yeah.
And look, we've seen a reduction in crime the last few years. We've seen an uptick in hate crimes the last
yes.
few years.
Yeah.
And this is tied to Donald Trump. This is a man who doesn't want just violence against Ilhan Omar. His base, they came after me. They'll come after, there's been a spike LGBT, anti-black hate crimes, mm-hmm. anti-Semitic hate crimes. Anyone that's not white, male, and Christian is under the gun and spotlight under Trump. And sadly, that's what he wants. And last thing, there have been mosques faced with the word Trump. Today, Trump is becoming a modern-day swastika. And people have to be aware, it's no longer a name. It's shorthand for a symbol of hate. Someone says, I like Trump. They're telling you, I'm in for white supremacy. I'm in for bigotry. I'm in for sexism. That's what Trump means now. And I think we have to be aware of it and call out bluntly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Barron, to that very point about the actual increase in hate crimes tied to Donald Trump, Southern Poverty Law Center had an article
lie.
Out in February. White supremacy flourishes and fears of immigration and national shifting, fears of shifting demographics. The total
literally
number of hate groups
contrived.
Rose to 1020 in 2018, up about 7%
all
from
the hate
2017.
Crimes are against Trump
white
supporters.
Nationalist groups alone surged by nearly 50%. Last year, going from 100
white nationalist groups, that's what they call Republicans
2018
now. You love America.
In 1 year. You sent us a piece talking about the rise of anti-Muslim and anti-Arab hate crimes in December 2015, the day
How
of the attack in San Bernardino.
The anti-Jew hate crime. We're literally Jewish
Trump
men walking
Muslim
down the street in New York get jumped by Muslims. So I'm sick of this crap, man. And they sit up there and they know it's all lies. They know Trump isn't racist, misogynist. That's what I'm saying. Like, and then these pigs go on MSNBC and claim to speak for all women or black or brown people. You are the most racist people in the world on MSNBC. It doesn't matter. They say, oh, so if you're black and like Trump, you're a white supremacist. No, you're racist for telling black people how to think. But there you go. And then what happens? Trump supporters get attacked in the streets. People ram their cars into Trump signs. People have their cars vandalized. People get attacked. All because of MSNBC causing violence. And then what do they say? Oh, Trump is causing hate crimes to go up. No, Trump supporters are getting attacked because of you. Oh, I won't even go into what I'm going to say next. Here's another Tiffany Cross declares MAGA hat a Nazi symbol.
This is the president the Republican Party created for the past few decades. But long before Trump came in office, you had white supremacists roaming the halls of Congress.
Once again, Republicans freed the slaves. Republicans got black people into politics. Trump got rid of the racist laws that they had on the books at golf courses so that black people and women could come play golf and enjoy the country club. These people are such phonies, man. It's unbelievable how phony they are. Go back.
White supremacist has occupied the White House.
This is not a strategic issue. It is a national security issue. It is a moral issue. It is an ethical issue.
National security issue. Pause it. National security issue, as they literally have wide open borders, all military aged men coming in, caught with disease, caught some of them conspiring with ISIS. Oh, but Trump's a national security.
About policy, well, yeah. When the reality is, look, we know he just hates four brown women. These are sort of modern day lynchings. These, you know, Republicans would have been mad about these four women regardless of what they said and did. We have to understand that this is not strategic. It's moral, and it has to be looked at that way.
But you know, Donald Trump really has revealed something, which is not just the racism. That's the stuff he's been doing. That is white nationalism, is it not? To say this is a white country, and if you're not white, you're not really American. Like, you're not really French if you're from North Africa. Right. You live in France, but you're not French. That's what
here you are on air making millions of dollars, Joy Reid.
Yeah, I think this is something his supporters, and we have to start calling his supporters racist as well. That MAGA hat, that MAGA symbol has come to represent something. It is the new
This is what I'm saying. All right, pull it down. So it's like, what are conservatives supposed to do? We're just supposed to just sit here and take it? Just take all their insults, take all their attack, take them spitting on us, taking them lying about us, taking them doxing us, taking them planning terrorism against us. We're just supposed to sit here and take it? No. Again, I don't like talking about this, folks, but this is what it's like. It's like, you know, the biggest kid on the playground who's just minding his own business at recess every day, and the little punk that wants to agitate comes over and pokes at him, pokes at him, pokes at him, pokes at him, pokes at him. Well, one day that big kid is going to have enough. You understand? One day that gentle giant is going to have had enough of being called a freaking racist.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Couple things to get to here in the final segment of today's War Room, the beginning of another busy broadcast week. I got a couple of things I want to break down about Twitter right now. First, you may have noticed that Twitter has a new interface on your PC or Mac. And so when you log into Twitter on a computer, it looks totally different than it ever has in the past. And it sucks. It's the worst interface. It's the worst layout. It's inconvenient. It literally is a step back for a user-friendly interface. It is the worst. My theory is this is intentional. Twitter doesn't want you using Twitter on a desktop computer. They want you only using it on the phone. It's easier to manipulate that way, and it's easier to stop you from going other places when you're just using Twitter on the phone. So I think Twitter is intentionally making their user interface on a computer bad and no good and impossible to maneuver because they only want you using Twitter on the phone. It's easier to manipulate. It's easier to keep you on Twitter that way, and it's easier to kind of, well, really just track your data on the phone as well, because I don't understand why Twitter would be so self-destructive in releasing a new user interface that sucks and that no one likes. Now, another interesting thing happening on Twitter is this trend, hashtag brown skin girl challenge. And so, of course, this is another thing that the left drums up to empower minorities that are, you know, so miserable in the United States. And so it's all about tweet out my brown skin girl challenge about how you're a brown skin girl and you beat all the racism in America. Well, it real quickly got commandeered by conservatives that are brown skinned that they claim can't exist. And so Michelle Malkin tweeted it out, and then a couple members of this audience tweeted it out. My brown skin girl challenge, Michelle Malkin says, post if you are a brown skin girl who identifies as a proud American. And in reply, some of the audience replied, proud to be an American woman supporting President Trump. And so you go look at the responses that liberals have to these women using the brown skin girl challenge to say they love Trump or love America. I'm telling you, they are racist, man. Liberals are the most racist people I've ever met in my life every time. They look at your skin color and then they decide what you are and who you should be. And if you go against what they think you should be or who you should be, then all of a sudden they hate you. And it shows that they really don't care about quote unquote minorities. They really don't care about people's skin color. It's all about ideology and being in the cult. And if you're not on the cult, they throw you aside. They say, oh, you're a brown skinned person. We empowered you. Please tell everybody how America's bad. And then the brown skin girl challenge is like, America's actually pretty good. I'm proud of President Trump. You're a bigot. You're a racist. You're a race traitor. How dare you? The left is out of control. It's a cult mindset. And if anybody wants to take the blame for being racist, it is literally liberal progressive Democrats that don't allow quote unquote minorities or brown skinned people or black people to think for their own. That's what it's all about. That's the racist tendency of a liberal Democrat. If you have brown or black skin, you have to think on the liberal ideology. You have to. It's the most racist thing I've ever seen. It's the most cult-like thing I've ever seen. And I'm just getting so sick and tired of this racist bullcrap, man. Just sick and tired of it. Now, this is all coming from the Democrat Party, where literally everything is racist. Literally. I'm just so sick of it, man. It's so low IQ, and we're never, ever going to be able to come together when we have that kind of crap going on. All right. Let me just do some other news here. Again, Jeffrey Epstein still in jail. That's huge. George Nader, a top Mueller guy, big top politician, connected guy for years, a known child sex abuser, has now been charged in a new federal indictment with transporting a 14-year-old boy for sex and child pornography. Yeah. And all of these things that are trying to connect him to Trump and Eric Prince are all just on the surface. That's literally like if I'm at a party and some guy comes up to me and he says, hey, man, can I get you a drink? And I'm like, no, I'm good. And then they say, Owen Schroyer had a conversation with this man and talked about exchanging drinks. Clearly, they're connected. And it's like, no, he came up to me at a party and asked if I wanted a drink. But that's going on, all going on right now. Here's some news of the absurd. In fact, first, let's roll this video. I told you how they were bringing this to Dallas. But if you get caught shoplifting less than $950 a day, it's only a citation, which leads to what? Criminal behavior like this in clip 10. This is in Santa Monica. A security guard is trying to stop a man from shoplifting, and the man gets physically violent and threatens to sue him. What?
Get the fuck out of my way, dude.
All right, go ahead and pull the audio down and dump that. We got to dump that. Okay, so again, this is a criminal caught shoplifting. The security guard tries to stop him. He gets physical with the security guard, says, you're not going to stop me from shoplifting, and then threatens to sue him. Because don't you see, it's their right now. It's your right to steal. This is what the Democrats have done to America, ladies and gentlemen. Better wake up, man. Woman plans to marry 91-year-old chandelier named Lumiere. Now, this is progressive right here. A British woman says she has several love interests, but none of them can hold a candle to Lumiere, a 91-year-old chandelier she plans to marry. Amanda Liberty, who changed her last name from Whitaker during a prior long-distance relationship with the Statue of Liberty, is ready to finally settle down with the love of her life, a chandelier. That's not a mental disorder, wanting to marry a chandelier. So I don't have all the background information on this, but basically there was a LGBTQ2S plus youth and their allies, an all-bodies swimming party where they encourage children to go swim topless. This is literally pedophilia. I mean, you can't shake it any other way. Well, it got shut down. Now leftists, one in particular, Yessica Yaniv, if we could pull her account up here, she wants to bring this back. They're openly celebrating pedophilia, but because they're LGBTQ gender neutral, it's okay. Man, I'm gonna hold my tongue right now, but boy, this is the point of the broadcast where I'm about to explode, ladies and gentlemen. Accusations fly at human rights hearing into transgender woman's Brazilian wax complaint. So up in Canada, a transsexual man wanted to have a bikini wax, and the woman who does female bikini waxes didn't want to wax his shaft and genitals. And so now the fake woman, the man crossdresser, wants to sue, saying that they're discriminated against because it's a man claiming he's a woman and wants to have his vagina shaved, doesn't have a vagina, but has a twig and berries. And the female says, no, I do females. I do Brazilian bikini waxes. You have a male member. That's now considered discriminatory when you show up with a twig and berries and say, please give me a bikini wax on my vagina. And they say, excuse me, I only do vaginas, not twig and berries. And then they say, that's discriminatory. Making a woman, think about it this way, making a woman, forcing a woman to do a wax job on a male member when that's not what they do. How is that not like forced rape? This is the left, though. Take your kids to their topless swimming parties. In the WikiLeaks emails, they have young children in the pool for your entertainment. Hey, it's all fun and good, baby. It's all fun and good when you're a Democrat. Totally out of control. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for the War Room today. I'm going to do something right now as we go to break. I have literally been on my knees praying to God for guidance on some of these issues. And it's time for all of us to do the same. We need to invoke the power of God on these demonic entities we call liberal progressives. You stay classy, Info Warriors.